I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 189, Caring for Christ. We can't help it. When we see people, our minds immediately start making judgments about them. Based on their clothes, their looks, their mannerisms, their speech, we decide if we like them or not. We may draw some conclusions about their health and their wealth, their politics and their purity, their likelihood of being a friend or a foe. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, which are to love God and love others in our everyday lives. We want to live a life of love like Jesus did. So can we respond to the people that God puts on our path as if we were caring for Christ himself? Well, that's hard, isn't it? So give me about five minutes to slow down, tell you a story or share a thought. We'll hear a portion of God's word and ask a great question, pray a thoughtful prayer, and then this will be a big challenge as we live out our two greatest commandments today. Mother Teresa wrote in A Gift for God, "A girl came from outside India to join the missionaries of charity. We have a rule that the very next day the new arrivals must go to the home of the dying. So I told the girl, 'You saw Father during Holy Mass. With what love and care he touched Jesus in the host. Do the same when you go to the home for the dying, because it is the same Jesus you will find there in the broken bodies of the poor.' And they went. After 3 hours, the newcomer came back and said to me with a big smile, I've never seen a smile quite like that, 'Mother, I have been touching the body of Christ for 3 hours. And I said to her, "How? What did you do?" She replied, "When we arrived there, they brought a man who had fallen into a drain and had been there for some time. He was covered with wounds and dirt and maggots, and I cleaned him, and I knew I was touching the body of Christ." Now, you don't have to agree with the Catholic theology of the Eucharist to get the point, so don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. In one of Jesus' most convicting and pointed teachings, he told us this in Matthew 25. "Then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?' The king will reply, 'Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me.'" It's easy to label people, to judge people, to decide that someone deserves, quote-unquote, our love. But Jesus didn't see it that way. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. God's love, God's T2G love, isn't about earning. It's about giving. It's about grace. Jesus tells us to love others as, in the same way, that he's already loved us. So, here's the great question. Today, will you respond to, love on, and care for each person you encounter as if you were caring for Christ? Let's pray this prayer from heartlight.org. O Father, of all people and lover of all your children, give me a heart of concern and compassion for those who are left out and forgotten, especially those abandoned by the world who are your disciples. Give me the courage to identify with those who the world not only shuns and shames, but those the world persecutes and ridicules. Father, give me a heart like Jesus for the people who most depend upon him. In Jesus' name, my Savior, I pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 190. And in the meantime, World Vision put it this way in an article on the internet. God wants our lives to overflow with mercy, love, and compassion, the marks of his kingdom. As followers of Jesus, we have a choice to respond to unsettling realities in fear and withdrawal, or to follow him in responding to the greatest needs of our day with love and hope. We know salvation does not depend on works, but we also know that caring for those in need is evidence of a faith that changes lives. And so, my friends, on this day, love others like Jesus, because in caring for them, you are caring for Christ.